So what became an interest to go for the site? So maybe explain a little bit.
Well, John's interest, I mean, he can obviously speak for himself, but
it had to be your interest, too.
The bottom line is that the field of mining historic archaeology in Alaska was non-existent. And so it was an opportunity, actually, to do something unique and different. I mean, that's what a dissertation research is supposed to be. It's supposed to be an original set of research. And, you know, typically the time, place, systematics of archaeology have all been worked out. What do I mean by that? This culture was in this area for this length of time, and they had this suite of tools and architectural features associated with them. You know, you get that basic time-space schematics worked out long ago, but in Alaska, that's still not really worked out completely yet. It's getting there, but it's not. And then there's the whole historic realm in Alaska. Again, we seem to be just a little bit behind the times in the rest of the country, in North America, for that matter. But the 20th century really, it hadn't been touched upon that much. I mean, I can go into more detail, but the bottom line is that very little had been done in 20th century archaeology in Alaska. Very little, if any, had been done in mining related. I mean, it was such a pivotal moment. It was the Klondike Gold Rush that flooded, you know, thousands and thousands of people into Alaska. And what were they doing here? Well, they were doing mining. They were prospecting. And it was, you know, mining basically opened the country up. But again, the Klondike was 1896 to, and the rush was 97, 98, and petered out in 99. So it was, you know, the late 19th, early 20th century that really turned with a pivotal moment in the history of Alaska. And mining opened up much of the territory. Mining roads opened it up. Districts were formed. You know, population, your American population spread around and blah, blah, blah. You know, the rest is, all, as they say, history.
I understand some of the haul road might have been based on an old gold mining trail.
Kind of there was a winter trail route that was founded by built by the Alaska Road Commission. Mm-hmm. You know, I could probably dig up an exact date, but it was, again, or it must have been 19, 1, 2, 3, 4, something like that, in order to connect that new Upper Koyukuk drainage camp. There were thousands of people there at that time, your American people, and they wanted their mail, they wanted their supplies, just like everyone else. So, yeah, Most of the people got up there in the summer up the Koyukuk River itself, but overland routes in the winter, yeah, the Tanana-Koyukuk Trail. I don't know if they followed it exactly, but yeah, I mean, it was the predecessor, should we say, of the Hall Road, basically.